Everyone besides Rav Huna.
Exactly. He's talking about basically everyone except Rav Huna. Right? He's talking about everyone except Rav Huna. You with us? Okay, so we're doing the Tosos on the top of Hayam and Bays. Top of Hayam and Bays, the Ramaschel Chupa Shigomeres. In the middle of that Tosos, there's a V'im Tomer. Go ahead. So V'im Tomer, as we said many times, is always a question. V'im Tomer, Tosos raising a question. What's the question? Good, Avi, doing a good job. Liddi Don, like Richie said, Liddi Don means those shitas that don't hold like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the odd man out. Rav Huna learns that chuppa works for kiddushin, but that's an exception. Liddi Don, the rest of us who don't hold that way, ain't a kona.
Name the kesef gomer achar kesef.
Good, mikal v'chomer de chuppa. Maybe you'll ask me, for those that don't hold like Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna had his own Kal V'chomer. What was Rav Huna's Kal V'chomer? We'll learn Chuppa from Kesef. So Tosa says, you know what? Maybe you'll ask. The rest of us should ask, should learn the opposite. Learn the inverse Kal V'chomer. Ma Chuppa,
Sheina Kona.
Gomeres.
Kesef Shekona Inodin.
Inodin Sheyigmar. Right? So chuppa is gomer, but it's not kona. It doesn't start, but it finishes. So certainly money which starts should be able to finish. Meaning what? Let's learn that we could use kesef for nisuin. Why don't you make a kal chomer that way? Learn it the same way Rav Huna learns chuppa works for kiddushin. Learn that kesef, in other words, that it's given. It's given that kesef works for kiddushin, and it's given that chuppa is nisuin. So Rav Huna wanted to learn that just like chuppa works for nisuin, I'm sorry, just like kesef works for kiddushin, it doesn't work for nisuin, chuppa which works for nisuin should work for kiddushin. Tells us, why don't you ask me the opposite? We don't learn that chuppa works for kiddushin. So what are you going to say? We'll say that kesef should work for nisuin. So what's his answer? Why you can't learn that Kal V'chomer?
Yesh
Lomar. An answer. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar delo matzi le'achuche.
La'achuche. What does la'achuche mean?
To prove.
There's no hachach. I can't prove by way of this Kal V'chomer that kesef should be able to work for nisuhin.
Sheigmar ela achar kesef.
Kechupa. Right? The only thing I know is that something that comes after kesef, like chuppa, is going to work for nisuin. But not kesef achar kesef. Why?
Umay olmei hai kesef mehai kesef.
Good. You need to start with kesef. That we know. You need, before you could have nisuin, Tosas is saying, you need to have kiddushin. Before you can move into nisuin, you need to have kiddushin, like the typical case of chuppa after kesef. So now he says, you want to tell me that I'll have kesef for kiddushin, and then I'll have kesef after kesef for nisuin? You can't say such a thing. Why? Well, my ume. What does my ume mean, Yoni?
And what about ume?
Right, what about ume? What does it mean, my ume?
Strong.
Right, why is one money stronger than the other money? My ume, high kesef, my high kesef. It's true, you need kesef. You need kesef for kiddushin. Then you could have phase two, like chuppah normally follows kiddushin. But to tell me that phase two could be money right after money, to have kesef on the heels of kesef, no, it can't say that. Why? My ume, high kesef, my high kesef. So what was the marshal's question? Without going through the whole marsha at the moment. Good. Say the same thing, Tosos. You're telling me that this is a question on Lididan, on the non-Rav Huna camp. What about the question on Rav Huna's Kal V'chomer? Why don't you say that you should have the same question on Rav Huna? My ume hai chupa, my hai chupa. So what's his answer?
Twitch the Kal V'chomer.
Well, he just said, we're assuming something about the Kal V'chomer that's not accurate. Right?
We're assuming that's equally.
Exactly.
It's not.
What's his lashon? Good. Good. Well, more than that. Saying more than that. What'd you say, Hal? You said it, I think.
He said that we're assuming that he says that you need to do it twice.
And what's he saying? Doing it once. he's saying that it's gomer b'haskala, right? What's his lashon there?
Isn't that giving us a step?
No, v'teda. You see where he says v'teda? For those that have the marsha, right? For those that have the marsha.
Right,
it is
already on the second to bottom line.
Yeah. I'm skipping in the middle. No, I'm not saying you should skip there. All the steps are important. But for our purpose, and what he ultimately does with Rav Huna is, would have been a good question. It would have been a good question. Except for the fact that, what does he mean? Chupa de ka'amar shetikne, when he says that chupa should be kona, hainu shegomeres af betchila. Af betchila means,
even initially,
you do it at the beginning,
that's it.
And that's it. You get both accomplished. Now, not everyone learned that pshat in Rav Huna. But if you're gonna, yes.
I'm having trouble with the facts.
This is essentially a question that we raised last week. According to Rav Huna, why should you be able to do chuppah twice? Why should being doing chuppah twice accomplish two different things? And the Marsha is saying, no, it's not doing chuppah twice, because that would be the same question as my ulmei haikas as my haikas. If he's agreeing, that would be a good question. But I'm sorry?
Yeah, what are you talking about there? What is that?
Let's say I try to be mekadesh with money, and then I want to do nisuin with money. So Tosa says the nisuin always has to be something that follows kesef, meaning it always has to follow kiddushin. But if I would just give money twice, I haven't done anything new. I've just done the same act again. I repeated my...
It's not the same thing.
And here it's not the same thing. Why not? Because I'm not doing the same act twice. I'm just doing one thing once.
So I get kesef once?
Yeah, so that's a Yoni Marker to ask that question. Well, let's hold off on that question for a second. A lot of problems here, right? Why not just give money once and say the same thing, right? Yeah, Yoni asked that question. But before we get to that, everyone understands what the Marsha is saying here? Irving, you with it?
What's new?
It's not new. It's not new. I'm just showing you inside that the Marsha tells you that we're forced to learn almost that Rav Huna means do chuppah once, not chuppah twice, because otherwise you're going to have the same problem. Now, we saw that the Tosos Rosh raised this as a possibility. Does he mean just do it once, because my chuppah, or does he mean, no, you do chuppah and then bia? Those are the two possibilities, remember? Okay.
Right.
So the Marsha is telling us, no, you must learn Rav Huna as meaning only do it once, otherwise he's going to be subject to the same kasha as my high kasef. Right, up to here is clear? Everyone's clear? All right. So now...
But what we were saying last week was that it makes a little more sense to do chuppah twice than it does to do kesef twice.
Okay, good.
You're not really in the same situation. You're not bumping into the same problem.
Well, that's what you have to explain. Why not? Why not? But before we get... That's the other side. The other side is no. Rav Huna means you do chuppah and then you do something else, right? Maybe chuppah again, maybe he says that. You're right, the Tosafot Rosh says bia specifically, which may change things. But the other possibility is to say that, no, Rav Huna learns chuppah achar chuppah is a problem, right? It is a problem. It's the same problem as kesef achar kesef. You do it once, it works. To do it twice, it won't work. But the question that we want to explain now is, within this explanation of Rav Huna, which maintains that you have to learn, he's only saying do chuppah once, because to do chuppah twice would be just the same problem as doing kesef twice. What about bia? What about bia?
What about it?
Even Rav Huna has to agree, right? Everyone has to agree that bia works twice. Bia for kiddushin and bia for nisuin. So you'll tell me by kesef twice I have a problem. You'll tell me by chuppah twice I have a problem. Why don't you have a problem for bia twice? That's the question. Why don't you have the same problem for bia twice? So let's talk out the problem. When Tosa says kesef after kesef is nothing, what is he telling us? Let's start with that.
You've accomplished everything that you would need to accomplish the first time.
What do you mean? Well, he's saying that you're not doing anything new.
Right.
Why not? Because kesef is what?
Same.
Kesef is what? It's kiddushin, but more than that. We're assuming, and it's not an assumption, it's given that you need something called kiddushin and you need something called nisuin. You need something called kiddushin, you need something called nisuin. In order to have kiddushin, in order to have nisuin, yeah, you have to do different things. It could be that they're similar, but they're different stages, they're different phases that have to be accomplished. So for kiddushin, everyone agrees that kiddushin is what? Everyone agrees that kiddushin is what?
Kinyan.
Is a kinyan. Right? Everyone agrees that kiddushin is a kinyan. Ki yikach ish isha. Ha'isha niknes. Kiddushin is kinyan. So kesef... Kesef, I give kesef once, what did I do? I was kona. If I give kesef, yeah. If I give kesef again, I didn't do anything more than I did the first time I was kona. Again, just let's work it through. Now, everything that we say is going to have another problem. I'm agreeing with that. You're going to have a lot of problems along the way. But just simply stated, if kesef is kinyan and kiddushin is kinyan, if I effectuate kinyan, then all I have is kinyan. Okay, all I have is kinyan. Forgetting about Rav Huna right now. Just forget about Rav Huna for 1 second. For the rest of us, Lidi Dun, according to Tosos, why won't Kesef work twice? Oh, it's simple why Tosos, why Kesef won't work twice, because Kesef is Kenyan and Nisuin is not Kenyan. Nisuin is not Kenyan, according to everyone else. Lidi Dun, Nisuin is something else. So you did your Kenyan already. You're going to do more Kesef? My Omei High Kesef, my High Kesef. The Kesef is the same quality. It's a quality of Konet, it's a quality of Kenyan. I'm not doing anything new. Okay? So when Marshall says that you're right, you'd have that same problem for Rav Huna with chuppah, what are you saying? You're saying to do chuppah twice. It's the same, whatever it is, it's the same thing twice. It's nothing new. Now why is Bia different? Why is Bia different?
Rabbi?
Yeah. What do we know about Bia? What's given about Bia? So far, in the first 5-6 blot here of Kiddushin. What do we know? Bia we know for Kiddushin, right? We know ki yikach ish isha uva'ola, right? We know that Bia works for Kiddushin.
Okay.
How do we know that Bia works for Nisuin?
We're assuming
that it works for Nisuin.
What's that?
Do we know that it works for Nisuin?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it happens to be factually so that... It works for Nisuin. But how do we know that? Well, Maisa Ishus is why we're saying why it does work. But how do we know it works? I mean, that's what about it works. But like Pesach kept saying, who defined chuppah? No one defined chuppah. We don't know what chuppah is.
Are you saying what logic brings you to say that?
Yeah, exactly. So
you're by nature
completing
the process.
Nice and loud.
So, you
need it? Kami Bayalan is, I think it means that's what the Gemara is asking about. When the Gemara says, Be an Isuinosa, O Erisinosa, Pirish, but Be Rishona Kami Bayalan. You keep reading a little bit further. Be a Shnia, but the second Bia. Stop. So it's poshut, the Ritva says. It's poshut that the second bia, if it's done for the sake of Nisuin, it certainly works for Nisuin. What are we asking about? We're asking for a bia that's done before. The first bia, so to speak. The initial bia. That's the question. What do you mean? Keep reading. Which one is learned out from Kal v'chomer from Yevama?
The first, the Kedushin.
No, the other one. The one that's Pshita Milsa. Pshita Milsa, right? Kiddushin, again, this is, you got to hold cup over here. The Ritva is saying like this. The Gemara asks a question. Does Bia make Nisuin or does Bia make Erisin? So he says, I'll tell you. The Gemara is asking, Kami Bailan, the Gemara is asking us about the first Bia. Why? Because the second Bia, I know for sure, is for Nisuin. Why do I know it's from? How do I know that the second bia works for Nisuin? Oh, because that I learned out with the Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? From Yevama. Good. Bia gomeres ba. Uma yivama she'en kesef kona. What does that mean?
You can't use kesef by yivama.
Look at yivama. Kesef doesn't work to acquire yivama. What it works? What acquires yivama? Only bia. Only bia. So if that's the case, that only bia works over there. Keep going. Zu she kesef kona ba. Now what does that mean? Who is he talking about? Who's the Zusha Kesef Konaba?
A normal woman.
A non-Yavama woman. A non-Yavama, a regular woman. A regular woman that you're trying to be Mekadesh. It's logical, right? Let's talk it out again. What's the Ritva saying? The Ritva saying the Gemara's whole question by Bia is not about Nisuin. We know Bia works for Nisuin. We know Bia works for Nisuin. Why? From Yavama. It's Gomeris by Yavama. Certainly, it's Gomeris by the one who's not a Yavama. Why? Because she is already nicknamed with Kesef. Which means what? Well, what is unique to the Yavama? What does she have? She has the Zika, right? She's a Kukav Omedes. So if you tell me it works for the Zikuk of Omedes, then certainly it works for which one?
Someone who's
Zikuk of Omedes. Someone who's bound by Kiddushin. Right, Zikuk of Amanis is something of a Chiddush. I mean, the Torah says that she's a Zikuk of Amanis. She's bound to this man by way of because death of her husband. She has a Zika. And Bia works to be Gomer in that relationship. Certainly. What's that? It's true. It's
Mitzvah. The man doesn't have a Mitzvah to marry Sadie. He can marry Sophie.
That's true. That's true. But once he's Mekadesh her.
That's different.
Well, exactly. That's what the Ritva is saying. Once he's Mekadesh her, once he gave her Kesef for Kiddushin, what did he do? He set up a situation where there's a strong bond. So he says, maybe you'll ask me, Tomar, Mali Yavama Shekin Zakuk of Amedes, Hanami Zakuk of Amedes, right? Shari Asura Arusakvar, Vedavka Bamafarish Lashem Nisuan, Avabastam Znos Baalma Hukid Kasiv Nalel. That's a separate issue. We're at, when you're talking about Bia without the purpose of Nisuan, without the purpose of Nisuan. But when it's done for the purpose of Nisuin, it certainly does work. It certainly works. How do I know that? From Yavama. Yavama works with the Zika. So take a woman that you were Makadish with money. It certainly should work. As a what?
As a Gomer.
So Bia works as a Gomer. Bia works as a Gomer by a regular woman. How do we know that? From Yavama. That's settled. You see from the Gemara that the Ritva is saying it's clear that that Bia works for Nisuin as a Gemar. What's the Gemar? Could be Irving, what you were saying, if you're still there, that it's demonstrative of Ishus. That Bia is demonstrative of Ishus. That's why it works for Nisuin. That's what you need for Nisuin.
It may be, because there would be a lot of disagreement at the end of this paragraph.
Okay, you could have Bia for Znus, but I'm saying in its purest form, Bia is demonstrative of Ishus. It demonstrates the relationship of man and wife. So that's why it works for Nisuin. Right? Now, why is Bia Achar Bia not a problem? Why is Bia not a problem? Why is Bia twice not a problem?
One acts as a Zakuk and one acts as a Gemar.
Right. In other words, this is sort of the way we were headed last week. But you see that, and Mr. Birdie, I think you said as much before, right? You said that there's a different nature to the Bias, right? Bia, in the phase of Nisuin, is working as a Gemar. That's a Maisa Ishus. It demonstrates Ishus. It's a Gemar to the whole process. That's learned out from Yavama. That you see from Kal Vachomer. That's why he works for Nisuin. Why does it work for Kiddushin? Oh, because in the realm of Kiddushin, it's a Maisa Kinyan. But they're two different things. They're two different things. The act of Bia, as it operates in the realm of Kiddushin, is inherently different than the Bia that's being effectuated in the context of Nisuin. In Nisuin, what is it? It's a Gemar. It's Maisa Ishus. But the Bia that's being used for Kiddushin, that's an act of Kinyan. That's an act of Kona. But by Kesef, you can't say that. Kesef is inherently one thing. Kesef is my Omei Hai Kesef, my Hai Kesef.
But since the Melvin could throw out the first one, say it's not an act. Since the person doesn't want it to be called Bielos, so there's only one act, and that would serve for both. In other words, if a person could have Kedushin, right?
Yeah.
And he could have Kedushin with Kesef.
Right.
Or he could have a kedushin with...
With Bia.
With Bia.
Or with Star.
Or Star. And then they said if he's not married, if it's not for marriage, the rabbi said it's from Dovin and Melch that it's Znus.
Right.
So then he wouldn't want to have Znus, so therefore there's no acquisition rule at that point.
Ain't all the most of Bila, so Bila's Znus.
Yeah. So it should be simultaneous. There should be one action, not two.
So you're asking a different question. You're asking why can't I do Bia for once?
Yeah, and have it serve for both.
Okay, that's another good question. Maybe that's similar to the question that these boys asked about Kiddushin. Why can't I just use money once? But before we get into another question, let's just try to understand the initial problem. Yeah.
Bia for Nisuin, do we need to have that Kalchomer for Avivah?
You mean, is there another source for it?
If we didn't have
them. Yeah. What we're saying now is that it seems that, yes, according to the Ritva, you need this Kal V'chomer to teach me that Bia could work as a means of Nisuin. As a means of Nisuin. I know Chuppah works, but Bia is not necessarily Chuppah. Bia I learn out from the Kal V'chomer, from Yavama. So I learned out Bia works from Yavama by way of Kal V'chomer. So that's Pashut, that Bia works for Nisuin. Not because it's chuppah, but because I have a kal v'chomer from Yavama, which teaches me that it works as a method of nisuin. So I know now there's a bia that works for nisuin. I know there's a bia that works as a kona. So now bia achar bia is not the same as kasef achar kasef. Kasef is just a kona. So same kinyan once, same kinyan twice. But bia, the first time I'm doing the bia, it's inherently a different type of bia. It's a bia of a maisa kinyan. Now, it's true, that Maisa Kinyan does not work in other areas of acquisition. There's no such thing as Kinyan with Bia in another transaction. You can't be Kona land that way. You can't be Kona an animal that way. But it's unique to Isha. So we explained last week that it very well could be that they took this Maisa and made it a Maisa Kinyan over here specifically because, you see, like Irving's saying, that it is quintessentially speaking the Maisa Isha. So he said, fine, you want to demonstrate an acquisition? Yeah, you could use Bia over here. It makes sense to use Bia as an act of acquiring.
But it's an act of you. It's an act of consecration of you.
Yeah.
And don't we have it also like when after the base of Mikdash, the following things were consecrated through the use for the specific purpose.
Okay.
So that when the man lives
with her, say the same thing.
Specifically
he's
for
showing
that.
How he's going to live with her later. Showing that this is the way the relationship's going to be set up.
How it is.
Right. This is the way it is. Right, okay.
Think of poor Boaz.
Okay, but all I want to say is that you see from here that when we go back to that Tosas HaRosh, the two possibilities in Tosas HaRosh were what? Either that you do it once, and that's it, because my o mehai chuppah mehai chuppah, just like Tosas Kasha, or the second possibility was, no, if you do chuppah for Kiddushin, you still need something else for what? For Nisuin. And that could be, Hal, I think you made this point, that what does he say the other thing is? Bia. It's not chuppah again. It's not chuppah again. It's not chuppah achar chuppah. Now, the first tzad is, chuppah is no better to do it once, to do it twice, and therefore do it once and you're satisfied. The second tzad is saying, no, it's not enough to do it twice because you wouldn't be doing anything, it's that you only can accomplish one thing with chuppah. You're only accomplishing one stage. You're using chuppah as the kiddushin. Why? Because the chuppah is being used as the kona. There's Rafuna's whole kal v'chomer is based on the fact that this is a means of kinyan. So I can learn out that the chuppah could take the place of kinyan. But now what am I left with? I'm left with only kiddushin. If I'm left with only kiddushin, I still need what? I still need nisuin. Oh, so I could do chuppah. No, you can't do chuppah. You can't use chuppah as a kinyan and repeat it. It doesn't make any sense. What must you do? You must do bia.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So now it's either do chuppah and it completes both, or do chuppah and then bia.
Right. That's right.
Nobody's
claiming that you should do chuppah twice?
Is anyone claiming you should do chuppah twice?
Yeah, isn't that what we just said? We just proved it with that one chuppah acts as a...
No, bia we said, bia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bia twice.
Right, Bia twice. We're saying Bia twice is not a problem. Bia twice is not a problem because Bia is inherently a Maisa Ishas. It's a Gemar. And that's learned out from Yavama. That's why I know it works for Nisuin. That's the way it is. Now you tell me the Torah said you could borrow from that realm and use it as a Maisa Kinyan. So there it's operating as a Maisa Kinyan. So Bia, it's different. It's inherently different when I do Bia for Kiddushin and Bia for Nisuin. Kesef, it's not that way. Kesef, it's not. Kesef is not a gemar. That's what we've been seeing here repeatedly. Kesef is not a gemar.
I feel like we're working backwards here. Yes, I see. We have proof that bia it has two distinct
qualities, properties.
It starts as a
gemar.
Suin,
good.
And we turn it into a ma'aseh kinyan.
For the purpose of kiddushin only.
We've proved that. That doesn't prove that you can't apply that same. We don't have a case where kesef can be extrapolated to a yisuin. But maybe that is the case. Say that just as bia, we let it act as a kinyan. Yeah, we don't have proof right now.
No, but kesef is a kinyan. Kesef is not a gemara anywhere. Where is kesef a gemara?
We don't see it.
Where is it?
We don't have proof. We don't have proof. So say this.
Yevamos, you see, it's not. It doesn't even work. There's no money by Yevamos.
Yes, we don't have proof, but it doesn't show that it's not the case.
He said bia.
No, he's saying he understands bia. He understands that bia works as a gemara. And that's the true nature of the bia, and that's why when it's used as nisuin, it's separate and apart from bia as it's being allowed for in the realm of kinyan, kiddushin. That's a chiddush. But now, who says we could say the same thing for kesef? Tosfos says, "My umay high kesef mei." What's that?
We're saying that therefore it's not the case. We don't know that it's not the case. We happen to have a proof from.
That's the ritva back on Dav Dalad. He says that kesef is what makes a kinyan, but it's not a gemar. Where is it a gemara? Didn't he say
it's right? Right, we don't have proof.
Right,
we don't have proof it's a gemara.
But where do you see that it's a gemara? I mean, here at least you have a place where we see that the bia is a gemara. It's a kal v'chomer from Yevama. But now you want to tell me, but who says there's no kal v'chomer to be learned for money?
Not kal v'chomer, but say why? I mean, this can be the case. Where
because look at halacha. Every place that money works, how does it work?
And same thing about bia. In every case of bia works by nisuin. Okay, we have
it works
a case
as a gemara.
Where it works as a kinyan. Only one case. So to say this is the exception for kesef that acts as nisuin.
No, but you're trying to prove to me that I'll do kesef.
I'm not trying to prove it.
No, but you're trying to suggest.
You're trying to suggest
that I'll do kesef. But you're not showing any other case where money has a different quality. You're not showing another case. Here we're showing money that bia has the quality of gemar. So I know it's gemar. I know it works for nisuin.
Right.
Now you'll tell me, why is it not a problem when I say that bia achar bia? Because I show you that bia has two different properties. But where are the two properties of money? There is no two properties of money. Money is always a kone. Right? That's why in the middle of that Maharsha, he says you'd have the same question if you just suggested using kesef after shtar or shtar after kesef. Why? Because those things are kone. All they are is kinyanim. You'd have the same problem. You'd have the same problem if you proposed, why don't you take shtar and use it as chuppah? What do you mean, take shtar and use it as chuppah? You can't. Why can't you? Because it's not the same thing. It's not the same quality. What do you mean?
Chuppah is to cover. So it's a symbolic.
Well, chuppah is to be gomer. Chuppah is to be gomer the process.
So, but publicly, I mean, that you have to have a chuppah. I mean, that's all you can do.
Again, that's coming back to the question of what is chuppah. We're not interested in what physically is chuppah. All we're saying now is that chuppah is the gemar. Chuppah is the conclusion of the process. And I'm showing you now that bia. It might not necessarily be chuppah. Bia might not necessarily be the same thing as chuppah. But bia is a gemar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, logically. Why didn't gemar define chuppah as yet?
It's a good question. I can't tell you. It's not here. This is not even the area of discussing chuppah. But the gemar doesn't discuss it anywhere.
Well,
how do you walk
away? It seems like it is, because the whole how we started is the fact that we're saying, chuppah could work for condition.
That's Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. Rav Huna says, Allah no kal v'chomer. But you're right. And this is what I think Pesach was bothered by this also. What is such a fundamental thing? Why doesn't the Gemara come out and say exactly what chuppah is? And it's a good question. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that's why there are four shittas in the Rishonim to what chuppah is. If it was open in the Gemara, you wouldn't be able to have divergent opinions as to what chuppah was. It would be pashut. It's either Misha Yatasa Behinuma, or it's, Yichad Aroi Lubia, or it's Bia, or it's something else. Whatever it is.
Why do you care about what the specifics are? Just there's no content. There's
but I'm saying, whatever it is. Right, but what we don't know is what it is physically, what it is tangibly. I can't tell you what the Gemara understands it to be. But I could tell you that everyone seems to be understanding that it's some form of Gemara. Some form of Gemara. Right? That's enough for now. That's enough for us to be able to learn the sugya over there.
Is it Rabbi?
Yeah.
You're saying chuppah is some form of Gemara?
Say again? Bia. Right, we're saying bia is not necessarily actually chuppah as far as the Gemara is concerned here. It's in lieu of chuppah. It's being used as a form of nisuin, but it's not chuppah per se. See, you could still say that chuppah would work, bia would work after chuppah, but chuppah would not work after chuppah.
the issue with money, we're saying, is clearly that it's clearly kinyan and it's a kinyan.
Right.
But chuppah, why is it necessarily a kinyan or why can't you see it as gemara?
Well, the other shitos are learning that chuppah is the gemara, and that's why they're saying to Rav Huna, you can't learn the kal vachomer. But what are you asking now? Maybe is another thing that we have to try to answer, is that according to Rav Huna, see what we're really saying for Rav Huna is that Rav Huna views chuppah as a form of a kinyan. It's a form of a kinyan. Normally, this kinyan comes at the end of the process, right? For whatever reason, the nature of the process was such that they set it up that you need two kinyanim. You need a kinyan for the essential kiddushin, for the gemiras das, and then because you're talking about such a unique type of transaction, you need another kinyan at the end. You need a full meeting of the minds. So you need another kinyan at the end. So Rav Huna could learn that, it makes sense that since these two things are kinyanim, if I use the kinyan that normally comes at the end, I use it at the beginning, that's still okay for kiddushin. It's okay. But the other mahalach to say that chuppah has nothing to do with kinyan knocks out the whole approach of learning a kal vachomer here. You can't learn chuppah would work for kiddushin because it's a gemar. But we're saying is even for Rav Huna, there's two possibilities in how Rav Huna is learning. Either he's learning that the nature of this kinyan of chuppah is such that when you put it at the beginning, somehow it works for both, which we didn't explain that possibility yet. But within the second possibility, where the Tosafot HaRosh said that within Rav Huna, if you're learning that chuppah could be done as kiddushin, that means still that something else comes later, right? We said, why is it not a problem of kesef achar kesef? So we're distinguishing between the two. We're showing why it's not a problem. Bi'achar bi'ah is different. Bi'achar bi'ah is not the same thing as repeating the same thing over again.
Why not?
Because we're saying that the essential nature of bia is gemar, is conclusion, is completion. That's the real nature. That's what the Gemara in Daf Yud says, according to the Ritva.
Based on
Yavama. Right. You learn it out from a kal vachomer that it works in the realm of Nisuin as a gemar. So if you learn it out from there, so you see essentially it's a gemar. When we allow for it to function as kiddushin, we're saying it. You see, it plays the role of a kona. But its essential nature is not a kona, per se. It's not a maisa kinyan anywhere else. Over here, the Torah was mechadesh, maybe because it's a gemara, because it's the maisa ishas, and that's what Irving was saying, that it is the maisa ishas, then they said, okay, you could use that as an act of kinyan regarding this woman. That's a way of showing designation. It makes sense to use that as a method of designation. Kesef and shtar are not unique to women. Those are kinyanim that you find throughout the Torah. So now if you tell me that the bia of kiddushin is a kinyan, and the bia of nisuin is a gemara, so bia achar bia is not a problem. Even though I would hold that to repeat chuppah achar chuppah might be a problem, because whatever chuppah is, it's staying the same. It's not changing. Chuppah is one thing. Kesef is one thing. See, that's why the second sod in the Tosas HaRosh, who says you are repeating an action, right, is still not saying you're doing chuppah achar chuppah. You're doing chuppah and then bia. You're doing chuppah and then bia. Why? Because Rav Huna really learns that what? That chuppah is a form of a kinyan. Normally that kinyan comes at the end. But if you jumped ahead and you use that form of kinyan at the beginning, fine, that's going to work for kiddushin. How do I know that? For my kal vachomer. How can I make that kal vachomer? Because I hold it's a type of kinyan. But you still didn't do what? You still didn't do nisuin. So if you would do nisuin now with chuppah, you'd be in trouble. Because you're just repeating the same action. That's no different than kesef achar kesef. That's why that lashon specifically is bia. Specifically use bia. Why? Because bia is not chuppah specifically. Bia is something that works for nisuin. But the other tzad that holds that it just works in one fell swoop, that we really didn't answer. We didn't really explain why, according to that first tzad in Rav Huna, right, if I were simply to do chuppah, I would accomplish both things at once. So maybe we could still try to do that. We have a few minutes left. Does everyone understand the question that's still on the table? The question is like this. According to the other possibility in Rav Huna, that holds no, you don't have to do anything else. If you did chuppah, you're finished. It doesn't mean you finished, you just do Nisuin and you don't need Kiddushin. He means that you did Nisuin, you did Kiddushin and Nisuin. How does that work?
Can you say one more time?
Sure. Up to now, what we've tried to explain is the side of Rav Huna that holds that I still need a second activity. Even where I did Kiddushin, even where I used Chuppah for Kiddushin, I still must do something else for Nisuin. Now, I can't have Chuppah achar Chuppah, because that's no different than Kesef achar Kesef.
Right.
What do I have? I have Chuppah for Kiddushin, and then Bia for Nisuin. I could have Bia after Bia, because Bia after Bia is different. It's like Chuppah and Bia. But what about the other side? The other side holds no. Rav Huna says that it means you do it once. That's the Marsha. The Marsha's pshat is you did it once. You did chuppah once, whatever chuppah is. Let's assume chuppah means bring her under the canopy. You brought her under the canopy. You did it once, and that's kiddush and nisuin together. Now, even today when we do it, I don't want anyone to think that this is what we do. We have a separate stage of kiddush, and it happens to be that it takes place under the chuppah, which is a separate problem, because I brought the woman under the chuppah first, which seems to be nisuin, right? And then I'm doing kiddush after, hariyat mikudash. So that's a separate problem that the Rishonim deal with. That's not our problem. But I just wanted to make it clear that we are still doing two different, distinct things. There's two separate phases. They're taking place, some seemingly out of order, perhaps, and both under the chuppah. But like I said, that's not the issue. The issue is, do you do two things, or do you do one thing, and you say, oh, it suffices for Kiddushin, and it suffices for Nisuin. That's what the other possibility is here. When the Marshal says that it works, it sounds like he's saying that it works, you're only doing it once. So forgetting about everything else that we said up till now, I just want to try to explain that now. It's a totally different question. The question is, if you hold it works, I could do it once, how does that possibly work? How does it work such that it's good for both things?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So maybe you could say...
You understand the question?
Yes.
Chuppah once. Just do chuppah once, and I'll have a check in my Kiddushin box and a check in my Nisuin box. I get credit for both. Yeah, go ahead, Irving. To go somewhat down that road, because what we're saying, again, in order to make Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer work, what we've been saying is that Rav Huna views Chuppah as a form of Kinyan. So if he views it as a form of Kinyan, even though it comes second in the process, it's a Kinyan nonetheless, and it's a Kinyan that has to be preceded by another Kinyan, for whatever reason. So now you want to say that this Kinyan is strong enough to finish the process, you know, so it could come after Kasef, it can come after Kasef, and therefore when it says it could come before Kasef. But now you're taking that a step further, and you want to say that when it comes before, instead of Kasef, when it comes before Kasef, and it could do what Kasef could have done, you're saying it basically obviates the whole step of Kiddushin. Right? Normally it's strong enough to be a Gemar, Kasef wouldn't be strong enough, Kasef can only initiate. You want to say the Kinyan of Kesef can only initiate and create the essential, or the initial bond of Kiddushin, the designation. But the type of Kinyan that Chuppah is, for whatever reason, is so strong that it could even finish the process. And if it could finish the process, then it could start the process. Fine, but now you're saying something further. You're saying once, if it could start the process, it could accomplish the whole process. Right? That's,
yeah.
You're saying it accomplished the whole process. So I'm asking you, if it could accomplish the whole process, why not set it up that way to begin with? Forget it, cut out Kasef, and just say, you do Chuppah. Chuppah will be Kona, and it will be Kona in such a way that the whole thing will be finished. You'll get Kiddushin and Nisuin.
Right, so it seems like there's something valuable that having two steps to the process.
Okay.
And making, there's like a demonstrative quality there, that you're demonstrating that there's two aspects to this process. And you're doing so by breaking it up into two stages. That's the point.
You're saying, really, ideally it should be two steps. You're going to say, ideally it should be two steps.
Yeah, I'm saying ideally it should be two steps. Why? Because we need to demonstrate that there are two aspects to this process that are coexisting, and both should be recognized. Maybe that's lost when you do chuppah and do it all at once. But I'm not saying that maybe that's not saying that maybe they'll agree that ideally two stages should occur, but strictly speaking,
I don't need it.
Could take care of all of it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'd like to try to explain that a little bit more. I hear what you're saying. You're saying lechatchila I need it, but b'diavad I don't, and therefore it works b'diavad. I understand what you're saying. I'm saying I try to like to explain why that why it should be that way.
Right.
Pesach, you with me?
No.
No. We moved on from the why B after B is not a problem for the Gemara. Now we're just asking the other side of Rav Huna. Remember, one side to suggest that Rav Huna is saying chuppah works is that chuppah only works for the first step, but you would still need to do something else like B after. So that we're okay with. The question is now if you learn the other way, that he only holds you need to do one thing and accomplishes everything, how does that work out? I mean, we took for granted that you know that makes sense, but the question is now why does it make sense? Just do chuppah once,
yeah.
And you'll have kiddushin and nisuin together. You're like on an express, you know. Instead of going on the local, we have two stops, and you have a kiddushin and a nisuin stop. You're getting basically you're going express, and you're getting kiddushin and nisuin together. And I'm suggesting that we have to look at it in the context of kinyanim, because Rav Huna really, really views chuppah as a means of kinyan. Yeah.
The way I understood the shita is not that we're just getting rid of a step.
No, you're not getting rid of it. You're accomplishing both. Yeah. So how does that work? You're right. It's not that you're getting rid of it. It's not that you're saying I'm doing the suin and not kiddushin. We're not saying that. Oh. We're saying that you're getting kiddushin and you're getting the suin. You're just doing one maisa.
What
Hashi seems to be saying is like this, that for this tzad of Rav Huna, what Rav Huna would be saying is, yeah, I do chuppah once, where I have chuppah, which is also going to serve as the kinyan at the end of this process, it's also inclusive of the initial designation that I would normally have. In other words, when I'm going under the chuppah, and this is normally what I would do at the end, right? And I'm basically saying I'm up to the end of my process. Inclusive of that is the fact that I'm designating this woman, right? I can't basically be here if not for the fact that I would also choose to designate her. So if that's the case, I could have one action, we'll call it chuppah, where she's being designated and fully acquired all at once. In other words, I can't say that it's going to work to fully acquire if there's not a designation, but I'm saying that what we're saying that according to Rav Huna, when I do chuppah, it's the designation is, I don't know, call it implied or whatever it is, it's included in the final completion.
No one says you need two maiseos.
Well, normally that's what we look at. That, normally say kiddushin and nisuin.
Right, but I don't need this. I'm wondering, what's the chiluk? But there's no. You don't need two maiseos per se.
No, you need two stages, right? You don't need two actions. Rav Huna would say you don't need two acts. You don't need an act of being makadesh and then a separate act of being nosei, right? To be married, you need the two stages. So here you have a scenario where you're taking the kinyan, which normally comes at the very end. Which is, like Irving said, it's a very strong kinyan, and that's why it usually comes at the end. It completes the whole process. So I'm using that kinyan, and by definition, when I'm using that kinyan, which normally comes at the end, I'm showing basically I'm ready. I'm ready for the end. So if I'm ready for the end, that means also I'm including the designation of the woman in my completion. Right? Is that something along those lines? Something along those lines. Maybe we could fine tune it a little bit, but. Yoni, what do you say about that?
Yeah.
Irving, you hear what we're saying?
No.
Maybe we should explain it again. Somebody,
you want me to explain it?
For him, yeah.
How about for you?
What
Heshy's saying, and maybe we could try to work this out a little further, but it is clear that according to this Mahalach in Rav Huna, we're saying that there's one event, right? One event or one action, which is really functioning in two ways. Like Hal pointed out, it's not that Rav Huna is saying we cut out Kiddushin and you just have Nisun, which is sufficient. No. He's saying that in doing this, in experiencing this process, you're satisfying the requirement of Kiddushin and Nisun. How so? Well, you have to look to what... We don't really know what Nisuin is, right? We know it's the end. We know it's the completion. We know it's, according to Rav Huna, it's some kinyan which normally comes at the end of a two-stage process. It's a strong kinyan that comes at the end, which he learns out from the kinyan of Kasef. We know what Kiddushin is. Kiddushin is Hareyat Mikudash Esli. What does Rashi say? The very beginning, that Rashi is important. Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta. Liosli, it's the first Amud. The first Amud. Rashi says, Mikudash Esli. I think it's the first Amud. Tosos. It was Tosos Amud Beis. The Asala Kuli Alma Kehektish. I apologize. Not Rashi Tosos. Tosos says the Asala Kuli Alma Kehektish. When he Mekadish the woman, right? When he Mekadish the woman on Beis Amud Beis. Beis Amud Beis. On 2B, when Tosos says the Asala Kuli Alma Kehektish, he says, Hare At Mekudeshes Li, Kilomar, Lihos Li Mekudeshes Laolam Bishvili. That you will be consecrated and designated for me, right? Like he says, you find by Hekdesh. Harei hein mukdashin l'shamayim. Lios l'shamayim, and off limits to everyone else. Upashta the milsim, mikudashas li. What does it mean? Miyuchedes li, umizumenes li. Right? He's designated for me, off limits to everyone else. So what Heshi's saying is, by going under the chuppah, You're demonstrating that too. You're certainly demonstrating that. You're certainly demonstrating your desire to be Mekadesh and to be Mazmin and to designate her so that she's Li and not Leolam. Right? You're doing that plus whatever the nature of Chuppah is inherently to satisfy Nisuin. So that's why Rav Huna could say that the very same thing that I'm seeking to acquire normally with Kiddushin could it be acquired under the Chuppah, with the Kinyan of Chuppah. Because it certainly shows the designation, shows my intent to designate. You're right, normally it's divorced by, a separate maisa, and it's divorced by up to a year. But over here, for whatever reason, I chose to use chuppah as my method of accomplishing both. And I'm showing the designation, and I'm doing the nisuin. I'm doing the kinyan of nisuin, and through the kinyan of nisuin, I'm also including the designation. That's really what you're saying. You're saying that the Maisa of Kinyan, of Nisuin, is Kolel, the designation. That's why it could work together. Not that I would repeat the same action. Repeat the same action wouldn't work. Because then it wouldn't be Nikr that I'm doing anything different. Second time wouldn't be anything. I did everything already.
Does it have to be a separate Kinyan?
What do you mean? Here? According to this Tzad of Rav Huna? He's saying there is a separate kinyan of Kiddushin, but I'm getting that. I'm accomplishing that. The designation of Kiddushin, I'm getting.
But is that
through one Maisa?
It's coming about through one Maisa.
Is it a nation of Kinyan?
I mean, normally it's a kinyan. And he's saying that Chuppah is a kinyan. Normally designation is a kinyan. Kasef, Shtar, Bia, those are all Maisa kinyan. The Chiddush of Rav Huna is that I could take Chuppah and I could put it there also. Why could I put it there also? Because it's a type of kinyan. So I could use this type of kinyan to satisfy the requirement of Nisuin, which it normally does, and I could be kolel the requirement of Kiddushin. I mean, that's the best I could do. Yeah, it's hard.
Does designation mean like designated to that person?
Yeah, exactly. That she is separated from the rest of the population as being the woman that I'm going to marry. When am I going to marry her? Well, in this case, in 2 seconds. Right? In normal case, it's up to a year later.
When does the chalos shame change?
In this scenario.
I
don't know, that's the problem. You can't really identify a moment in time when she's mikudeshes and not a nesua. That's why he says that this sort of happened simultaneously.
Right.
You can't really separate them out.
That's odd.
I know, that's why this is a very difficult position.
But it makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. But you're right. You can't point to the woman at any point in time and say, oh, she's a Mekudeshes. No, it's sort of like she goes from 0 to 100 without stopping in the middle. There is no stop along the way. It'd be nice to try to find another place in Halacha where we have similar type of construct. You know, normally it's done like this, and in some cases you could do them both together and you get credit for both. I have to think about it a little bit. Okay. Anyway, I think we probably exhausted. I mean, there's a lot more to be said here, obviously, but for our purposes, I think we spent enough time on it. We're going to move on, bleed out of tomorrow, to the next big sugi here, which is gets into the very heart of the requirement of the man saying something during Kiddushin. And we're going to move into those cases where it's Nasan Hu V'Omrahi. I give the woman the ring and she says, okay, I'm your betrothed. Those types of cases. Do they work? Do they not work? Why should they work? Why should they not work? So that's the Tanur Rabban on Ketzad B'Kesef. And we'll start that sugya. I will spend a minute or two, Blinetta, just talking about the other Tosos that I know a lot of guys prepared already, the Afani Avi Tosos, which is a separate, unrelated point about Yiyud, but it's a nice definitional point, so we'll spend a minute or two on that. But we'll move over into Tanur Rabban on Ketzad B'Kesef. So if any guys have time later, they want to prepare, they could start certainly preparing. We will not get up to Omer Shmuel. But from the two dots to two dots, definitely, I think the next 2 days should be sufficient. All right? We'll see. We'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, fellas. Irving, I hope the situation gets resolved favorably. Okay. Mazal tov. Okay. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.